Intellectual Intimacy, the podcast. This is your host, Cabrina McLean. Join me as I have deep and provocative conversations with extraordinary people from all walks of life.
And on this episode, meet Cadence, a 9-year-old from Ohio. He is very precocious and very aware of what's happening in the world. Listen in as I have two conversations with Cadence regarding politics and his views on how to change the world.
Hello, is this Cadence?
I'm Cadence. I'm 9 years old and I live in Cincinnati, Ohio.
So give me your thoughts about the debate.
So we have this class called Appreciating Differences at my school, and some of my friends saw it, and it was a little off the rails, but there were the good parts. Okay. When Trump started talking about Biden's family, I said that it's one thing to have attack ads on your opponent, but it's another thing to talk about their family. Like, when Trump got COVID, Biden tweeted out that he wished him a speedy recovery. So I guess not all of Trump is bad, and not all of Biden is bad, but not everybody is completely good.
That's very interesting. And
yeah.
So something I want to ask you is, if you were president of the United States, what would you do to make the USA better?
If I was president, as soon as I heard that the first case of COVID-19 was recorded, I would have shut down. I would have asked all the governors to shut down their states immediately, because I wouldn't want it to be like what it is now with 7 million people already having COVID.
Wow. What else would you do?
I would help make sure that racial justice doesn't fizzle out and make more protests happen and stop people from being murdered by the police.
Wow. That's really good. What's the name of the class you're taking?
Appreciating Differences.
Appreciating Differences. Okay. And what's that class about?
So it's kind of like the name. We appreciate each other's differences, even if they're not what we believe. But for some reason, most of the time when we meet on Friday, we always meet on Thursday, and it's the only day we do. It's always about the latest thing that's happening in politics.
And do you guys get homework? Are you supposed to do some research?
Oh, no, we just talk a lot. But last time was the closest to the debate as we could possibly get. So it was kind of cool because our teacher, John A., it was kind of like the debate. We only had 2 minutes to talk, and then the next person who raised their hand would talk for 2 minutes, too. One of my friends said that even though Trump was talking over Biden, Biden got a little frustrated and told Trump to shut up and call him a clown. But they said that they couldn't blame Biden for saying that because Trump was talking over him a lot. Well, the debate one was one of the most awesome ones that we've ever had, and everybody was pretty excited to share their what they saw and how they feel about it and how they feel about the candidate.
Are you guys going to discuss the upcoming debate that's coming up?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then with you, how do you form your opinion? Is it based on doing some research, conversations with your mom, or is it just based on what you learn from the other students in class?
Sometimes it's what I learn from the other students, and sometimes I look at the news and say, hey, Maybe I might want to talk about that in appreciating differences.
Okay, this is really good. My last question is, how would you make the world a better place?
I would make sure no one is homeless, no one is poor, because nobody deserves that, and everybody deserves to have the right to have a happy home and shelter and food.
Very good. So I just really want to thank you for having this intelligent conversation with me about what's going on in the world today and your view on politics. And, I may ask you to come back. Would you join me if I asked you for a part two to come back?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for this conversation. I learned a lot. And I can't wait for everybody to hear your opinion. So do you have any final thoughts, or are you done?
Just one more thing. I just think the voting age should be lowered to 16.
Tell me why.
Because I can't remember what war it was, but the voting age used to be 21, and soldiers said that they were old enough to fight in the army, that they wanted, that they should be able to be old enough to vote, and that the voting age was lowered. I have a feeling it should be lowered a little more because I have a feeling that the same thing applies to driving. You would let a kid drive, but you won't let a kid vote.
That's a really good point, because people get their driver's permit at age 15, and then they get their driver's license, to your point, at age 16. So they should have a right to, for their opinion, to cast their ballot. So that's a really good point. So, thank you so much for your time and your sharing your intelligence and your point of view. And I look forward to our next conversation together, okay?
Okay.
Here's part two of my conversation with 9-year-old Cadence.
Hi.
Hello. Is this Cadence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, this is Cabrina, and I want to thank you again for taking time to talk to me. When we connected a couple of weeks ago, there's some things that you said that I thought was interesting, so I wanted to circle back, right? The last time you were telling me that you got to see some of the news clips of the last election, and you also said that you wish that the voting age was at age 16, right? So I'd like to know from you, well, first, were you able to watch the last debate? Were you able to watch it, or do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I watched a little bit while I was going to bed.
Oh, can you tell me your takeaways from what you watched?
I don't know why the moderator didn't really mute any of them.
Okay. And you said something to me before that I thought was like, really interesting, that you didn't like the way that they were talking to one another. And you also told me that you have a class that you guys discuss topics like world affairs. Do you remember the name of the class you told me about?
Appreciating Differences.
Wow. And can you help me? What is that class about?
It's basically with all of the grades except for kindergartners and below.
Okay.
Where one teacher teaches them all at different times. She asks a question, and then that escalates to something else. And then at least we have at least three topics or more each time.
Oh, that's really cool. And can you share, without saying anybody's name, the last topic you guys talked about? Teach me what was discussed in the last class?
It was on Thursday. So the last topic, the first topic was about the upcoming debate. And the last one, well, like I said, it escalates, but the last topic was nothing about politics.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to know, when it comes to who you are as a person, why do people love being around you?
Well, today I've been, our parent-teacher conferences are coming up, and there's this two sheeted papers that have questions on them. And there was one question that told us to circle five characteristics on the sheet that best described us, and you had to do those in green, and then three in red that we think that we could improve on. It was that was leadership and teamwork and teams.
Okay.
And everybody says I'm a really good leader.
And you know what? I asked you that because I get a sense that people really listen to you. So when you were sharing your view on politics, you have a lot of leadership quality. So I definitely, I'm not surprised that that's one of them. So that's pretty cool. And then I want to ask you, do you know what you want to do when you, after college, do you know what you want to do when you're older?
I want to, be rich and famous and make the world a better place. Even if I don't get elected president, if I run, I can still make the world a better place.
Wow. Are you thinking about running for president?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We need more people like you. We need more leaders like you. And if you were president, what would you do to make the world a better place?
Well, I hope everybody knows about the stimulus bill, but I would make one of those, but not for the pandemic, and at least for people who didn't get it. And after the pandemic, if I could get it under control, I would make sure everybody has enough money, because I don't think it's fair that a lot of people have more money than the average American, and then there are some people who don't have any money compared to the average American.
Can you tell us what a stimulus bill is?
A stimulus bill is basically stimulus that's sent out to the people if there's like a crisis or a pandemic. In this case, a pandemic, people are kind of pretty much losing money.
Very well said. I wanted to connect with you just to first. Add some things from the last conversation, and then learn some new things about you. And what I learned about you is the people around you think that you're a natural leader and that you're running for president. So two incredible things from an incredible person, and I just really think that you're really special, and thank you so much for talking to me again. I really, really appreciate it, okay?
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, and then once the podcast is published, I'll send it to you for you to listen to. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Cadence, and you're 9 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you are already changing the world at 9. I can only imagine when you're 22 what that's going to look like. So thank you so much for your time, and have a good night, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.